USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Former President Donald Trump took part in a town hall last night.
The former president dismissing a recent report by Democratic members of the House Oversight Committee that alleges he exploited his presidency to earn millions of dollars from foreign governments for him and his family. He claims the money is from hotels he owns.
I didn't do it. I put everything in trust. And if I have a hotel and somebody comes in from China, that's a small amount of money. And it sounds like a lot of money. That's a small. But I was doing services for that. People were staying in these massive hotels, these beautiful hotels, because I have the best hotels. I have the best clubs.
I'm Tim Berg.
Trump says he plans to personally address the court during closing arguments in his civil business fraud trial in New York, a rare move approved by Judge Arthur Engoron. The final Republican debate took place before voters in Iowa head to the polls next week.
She has the floor.
He has flown through $150 million. I don't even know how you do that. Through his campaign, he has nothing to show for it. If you can't manage a campaign, how are you going to manage a country? Which is
Someone needs to tell former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie the mic is always hot. The former GOP candidate announced that he was suspending his campaign for president. However, he never turned his mic off when talking to New Hampshire campaign chair Wayne McDonald.
Yeah, I mean, look, she spent $68 million so far just on TV, $59 million by DeSantis, and we spent $12. I mean, who's punching above their weight and who's getting a return on their investment, you know? And she's going to get smoked.
Those were comments he made about Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. He did not, however, back one of the remaining candidates. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
NASA's lunar mission facing further delays, pushing back astronauts' flights to 2025 and moon landings to 2026. Challenges include safety concerns and technical glitches, raising concerns about meeting the aggressive 2026 schedule after completing just one test flight. Despite competition from China, NASA emphasizes the safety and preparedness. Good Morning America co-anchor Michael Strahan's daughter, Isabella, has revealed that she's been battling a malignant brain tumor. It began with excruciating headaches, nausea, and trouble walking straight soon after she began her freshman year of college at the University of Southern California this past fall. She chalked her symptoms up to vertigo, but her symptoms worsened and progressed, and ultimately Isabella was diagnosed with medulloblastoma. She had urgent surgery to remove a 4-centimeter tumor growing in the back of her brain. In February, she'll begin chemotherapy treatment. Big day in the sport of football, college and NFL. Alabama winning coach Nick Saban leaving the program after 17 years and 7 championships. Pete Carroll is out as the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, and the Patriots have announced that coach Bill Belichick and the team are parting ways after 24 seasons. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.